Today's Hot Country, 94.1 FM, WMIX. Big Jake here with you, and alongside a special guest in studio, Tricia Higgins, Director of Marketing and Communications with the Girl Scouts of Southern Illinois, joining us this morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Glad to have you in. We've been kind of talking about it on our community calendar, but the annual Girl Scout cookie program, everybody's one of the best times of the year.
It is.
Was underway earlier this month, and we finally got a chance to get you in here to kind of discuss that a little bit more, because it's not just cookie sales. It's not just a fundraiser. There's all kinds of things that Girl Scouts and the cookie sales itself go towards. But we appreciate you coming in and kind of talking about that. First, let's just discuss kind of in the area. There's all kinds of, you know, pop-up sales and different things like that, right? They're kind of spread out.
Right, right. We have booths that happen throughout the area. They will happen until the cookie sale ends on March 9th. And people can, you know, a lot of times when you're out and about doing your grocery shopping and things like that, you'll see a cookie booth. But if you want to see if there's going to be one in your area, we have a cookie finder. And if you go to gsofsi.org/findcookies, pop in your zip code, it'll show you the cookie booths nearest you. And booths are continuing to be added. So if you're like, oh, there's not one happening near me this weekend, check back in a few days. There will probably be one that pops
they're,
up.
They're all over.
I mean, they are. And people can also get cookies if they know a Girl Scout. You know, if you know one, just say, hey, send me your digital cookie link, and you can order directly from that on your phone, on your computer, and either have them shipped to your house or have the girl deliver them to your house.
GS, which is Girl Scouts, of SI, which is Southern Illinois. So gsofsi.org, right?
Yes.
And then what's the spot to go to find a boop,
yes.
A booth?
A booth, you go gsofsi.org/findcookies.
Find cookies,
and if you just go to gsofsi.org on the homepage, we've got a banner right there, and you click on that, that'll take you to the same spot.
There you go.
Make it pretty easy.
Yeah, there's all kinds of them. There's a bunch in February, especially.
Yes, yes. The cookies are just now arriving in the hands of girls. They've had their digital cookie sites up for a couple of weeks now, but the cookies in hand, they've just started arriving, and so that's why you'll see the booths really starting to pop up this weekend and throughout the month of February and up until March 9th.
Yeah, there's some big ones, you know, at the Salem Walmart I'm seeing. That kind of starts this weekend, among others, obviously, throughout the month. Like you said, February really kind of everything gets going.
Yes, yes.
For the cookie sales. They're all over the place. You don't have to chance it. You can just find them yourself. gsofsi.org/findcookies, right?
That is it.
Oh, man, I'm going to be visiting that site all the time. Now, Girl Scouts of Southern Illinois, that's a pretty wide service area that it covers, right?
Yes, yes. Our council covers the lower 40 counties of Illinois and east to west across the state. So, you know, from about the Effingham area south. And 100% of the proceeds of the cookie program stay local in Southern Illinois. So the girls that are selling you the cookies are the girls that are getting the proceeds from the cookies. So that's a really big thing.
Yeah.
So everything that all of the proceeds from it, they stay local. They help, you know, fund council programs and train adult volunteers. A portion of it is also goes directly to the troops and service units so they can choose what they want to do with the proceeds. So it really funds the whole Girl Scout leadership experience. And, you know, what's great about it is the girls use this time to really plan their adventures and really budget with what is this going to cost? How do we need to project our sales? And it's an overall great learning experience. So when people buy cookies, they're not simply buying a box of cookies. You know, every box that someone purchases, it's helping fund those adventures. So it's, you know, it's a great way to support Girl Scouts, and, you know, you get a nice treat as a thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. So as far as the troops go, is it one big troop? Are they spread out by counties? Or if someone's wanting to join, is there per town, or kind of how does that work?
It varies.
Varies,
it
okay.
varies. So there are troops. Some towns have multiple troops. Some of our smaller communities partner up with other smaller communities. So girls do not necessarily have to join based on where they live. We have some who, you know, she has friends in the town over, and so she joins their troop. So it's Girl Scouts is very girl-led, and girls really have a voice in the adventures that they want to do. One great thing with our camps that we hold on the council level, they're all girl-led. So the girls help plan the activities that they do at camp. So it's one of the reasons that this program is very necessary, is it teaches girls not only, you know, they get to have fun, but it teaches them how to plan. It teaches them how to, you know, have that courage, confidence, and character to make decisions and try new things. So we're excited that cookie season's here and girls get to plan everything that they want to do with those cookie funds.
Yeah, and then they kind of, you know, hopefully the idea would be to take all those things that they learn on to whatever career path they choose, right?
Yes, yes. Career path, what, you know, the extracurricular activities that they want to participate in. You know, we have girls that have participated in our STEM programming that are now considering careers that they didn't even think were possible for them. You know, because maybe they weren't exposed to it in school, or maybe other activities that they weren't in. You know, all of a sudden they're building and programming a robot and they realize, wow, this is something that I could do for my job.
Yeah.
So
yeah. I'm looking over these flavors of these cookies and it's a problem right now.
It's a problem. Hey, one thing I do need to tell you is the Girl Scout s'mores, that cookie that you see, this is the last year for
no
that cookie.
No way.
It is. It is. So if anyone wants the Girl Scout s'mores and you see them out of a cookie booth, you probably should stock up. You can put the boxes in your freezer because they do freeze very well.
Yeah, they taste really good. The s'mores are what – it's like the Thin Mints are top dog for me always. They're the best ones, but the s'mores, they're right next to it. I mean, it's like 1A, 1B.
I just burst your bubble then,
Man, that is just the worst news of all time. Oh, and we're really trying not to eat that sort of stuff. So I'm gonna have to stock up, but I'm gonna have to ration it out,
yes,
for as long as possible.
Yes.
Yeah. There's like 12 different flavors. There's all kind. What's your favorite?
Well, I personally, believe it or not, I do not like chocolate or peanut butter.
Okay.
Okay. So I mean that's.
So you're the lemon or whatever.
I love the lemon cookies. The lemon ones are fantastic.
Okay.
But I also have to say, our gluten-free cookie, the Toffee-tastic. Don't be fooled by the fact that it says gluten-free. Don't think that, oh, that's not going to be a great cookie.
Right.
It is fantastic. I absolutely love that cookie. And, you know, I'm not restricted to needing a gluten-free diet.
You've just tried them and you liked them.
I love that cookie. So yeah. It is delicious. So yeah. Those are my two favorites.
There you go. And then they got that the French toast flavored one.
That French toast flavor.
I've never had it. It is
from the other baker. So there are two bakers that produce Girl Scout cookies.
Okay.
Little Brownie Bakers and ABC Bakers. Our council uses Little Brownie Bakers.
Mm.
So we don't have the toast yay, but we have the s'mores.
Okay.
So, and both bakers, those specialty cookies, both of them are this is the final year for them. So
man,
wherever you're at, if you see those cookies, then
stock up,
yeah,
I guess.
You need to stock up on them.
Well, check it out, gsofsi.org. Special in-studio guest here this morning, Tricia Higgins, Director of Marketing and Communications with the Girl Scouts of Southern Illinois. If you want to get involved with Girl Scouts, gsofsi.org. If you want details on anything that we've talked about, same website. Or if you want to, you know, find out where they're selling cookies, you don't want to just chance it because you need to get stocked up on those s'mores. gsofsi.org/findcookies. Anything else we need to know about the cookie sales officially beginning in January and other than the end date, which is March 9th, you can't get cookies after that. But anything else we need to know about Girl Scouts in general or just the overall cookie sales that are going on right now?
Well, just that girls can join Girl Scouts at any time. Hmm. So if a girl is interested and, you know, all of those methods you said with finding us on, you know, the website, you can find us on Facebook and Instagram as well and reach out to us that way. Girls can join at any time. And, of course, our program wouldn't be what it is without our adult volunteers. So if you're looking at either leading a troop or if you have a special skill set that you want to share in some of our programs, you know, we have sporadic volunteer opportunities as well. So if you're an adult looking to get involved, we'd love to have you contact us as well.
There you go. Tricia Higgins with the Girl Scouts of Southern Illinois, gsofsi.org for more details and to find a cookie booth nearest you. Tricia, we appreciate you coming in. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.